Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Creative Hustle Show. And my name is Sibo, your hostess. And I got here with me a lovely, gorgeous guest. Her name is Miss Asia. Do you want to introduce yourself?
My name is Asia Jones, also known as Miss Asia. I'm a model. I'm an artist. I do rap. And I'm also a bartender and
multi-talented. And I love it. Oh, my goodness. A little bit of everything. A little bit of everything. That's what we like on this show, because Creative Hustle Show is all about who is out there, all the creators that are making moves in the industry. So you're in the right spot, on the hot seat, on the couch. Yes. So tell me, what got you into modeling? How did you start?
Well, I've always been interested in modeling. Like, ever since I was a kid, I'd always watch America's Next Top Model. Yes, Tyra Banks. And then a photographer had reached out to me to do a photo shoot.
Right.
And then this designer wanted me to shoot in their clothing. Mm-hmm. And so I was just like, I need to go pursue this, because it was something it I always to wanted you. To do. Yeah. So I was like, you know, when people start like hitting you up for those things that you're already thinking about, it's like, okay, this is your chance.
Try it out. It's like confirmation, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And then the dancing?
Oh yeah, I'm also a dancer. I'm a go-go dancer. So I'm going to my third year now.
Okay.
And I kind of just saw not an ad, but they were looking for actual promoters, but I thought it was for dancers. So that's how I got into it. But I've always wanted to like be a dancer and go-go dancing and stuff like that. I danced as a kid. And then in high school, I was in the dance team my senior year.
Oh, so you've been practicing for years. And then just 3 years ago is when you went professional then.
Yeah.
I love it. So what do you prefer? Dancing, modeling? You have so many things going on.
What do I prefer?
A little bit of everything.
Yeah, it just depends, because there's so much you can do in each like genre of things. It just depends on what you're doing. Mm-hmm. So.
And where do you perform? Like what area are you in?
For dancing? Lucky Strike. So we do a lot of different clubs, but Lucky Strike is the one
in Bellevue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lucky Strike.
That's a good spot.
And then Afrix Connect, if you know those events.
Oh yeah, I've been to one of there. Yeah. Afrix Connect. Shout out to Afrix Connect. I mean, first in Bell, right? That's where they do most of the events.
They're at a new location, I believe, now.
Oh, they moved out to somewhere else?
But it's still on First Avenue. Yeah.
All right. Growing up, I know you mentioned Tyra Banks was one of your influences. Was your family supportive of your dream to be a dancer, model, any of that? Because I know a lot of Black parents want you to be like doctor, lawyer. Mm-hmm. Was your family very supportive growing up?
Yeah, of course. It's like growing up as a kid, it's not really something I like voice all the time. I did try to do like an audition thing when I was 16, but they were charging way too much. So that wasn't happening. And, you know, my parents never went out their way to look for other options for me and, you know, to feed that dream. So it didn't develop until I was an adult. But my parents are supportive of my dancing, my modeling. My mom, she comes to all my shows, even the dance ones, like even though we're like little clothes, she's still out there supporting and recording me, taking pictures.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. So you're a go-go dancer. And what is that? Is that like can you explain that a little bit?
So go-go dancing, how can I explain it? The best way I can explain it is like when you go to a nightclub and you see the girls like on the boxes or in the cages, that's a go-go dancer. All so right. That's what I do.
Yeah. Beautiful. It's nice to have your mom come out and support you, because I know like with Black parents sometimes, you know, it can get a little tricky. So what are some of the things that you do to stay fit, stay on top of your game, just to keep you, you know, ready to like, because obviously it's a demanding thing physically, right?
It is. Yeah. So for dancing, I'll watch like YouTubes and TikToks.
Okay.
Kind of just like try to learn 8 counts and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say I'm consistently in the gym, but I do try to go to the gym sometimes. Like last night I was dancing and I realized I'm out of shape and I need to start going back to the gym again, because like I was having trouble getting back up. My knees are not kneeing.
It's like the knees are not doing the thing.
They weren't working yesterday.
Girl, I know that. I know that energy where you're like, I need to do something. Mm-hmm. I need to get back out there. Okay. Yeah. So do you play any sport, any kind of other physically?
No, I wish. Uh-huh. I wish. I would love to play a sport, but I don't, not at the moment.
Right. Because I find going to the gym a little stressful for me, like just doing all the reps and stuff. So I like to do like, you know, Zumba or like play basketball or something to kind of just stay in shape. Tell me a little bit about modeling. Where have you, what kind of shows have you been to? What kind of stages have you done? Are you like a, you know, fashion model? Are you in print media or are you in pageants? What do you do?
So I do mostly runway modeling, and then, this is terrible. I'm trying to think of the name for it. Okay. Runway, and then kind of like magazine, like high fashion. I like to do high fashion type of shoots and submit to magazines and things like that. But I've done like runway shows, like I did the Cars and Coutures.
Oh, that was gorgeous.
So that was a very fancy one.
Yeah,
yeah,
I saw that. Le Mane.
Yeah.
Who did you work for? Which designer did you work for?
So I walked for Julie Danvers.
Okay.
And then I walked for GGY Collections.
Oh, wow. GGY. Oh.
Yeah, she's an African
shout
designer.
Shout out to GGY. Mm-hmm. I know her. She's amazing. She recently won an award, too, for that. So, all right. Okay. And then what was your highlight, like your favorite moment in the whole time that you've been a model? What was it?
Favorite moment? There's so many moments. That's a good question. I don't know if I have, like, a favorite moment.
What's the first
moment?
Thing you pull up on your phone? If I say, what show was your favorite? What would be the first thing you pull up on your phone?
Favorite show.
Mm-hmm.
Man, see, I have to think about that.
You got to think about
the
it.
The Cars and Couture one was pretty
was
big. So I liked
it
because of the runway was so long. Because a lot of shows that I've done, or a lot of shows that are hosted, the runways are really short.
Oh, that's
so
true.
At least when you have a long runway, if you feel you didn't walk good in the first 10 seconds, I still had like 50
more
seconds
to
show, you know, what I have. So,
oh, wow. And where do you see yourself? Where do you hope to take your career to?
I hope to be signed, or like at least booking like more prominent, you know, gigs, like with name brands and like famous designers and stuff. And I would like to do like Paris Fashion Week or New York Fashion Week with like a known designer.
And what's your, give me like your top three designers that you want to walk out with? I mean, put it out in the universe and you never know.
You know, I don't have any designers off the top of my head.
Nobody on the top of your head, okay.
Yeah, no.
All
right. But I would like to be on Vogue one day.
Mm-hmm. Vogue.
So, yeah, it's a very big goal. But,
yeah.
You know.
It
I
is.
At least
I mean, you speak it out. You put it out into the universe. You never know who's listening. You never know who's going to watch this video. You never know who's going to give you a call. So you got to
say
it. Call her. Tell me about your preparation. How do you get yourself ready? Like, you're going out for a shoot, for a show. Do you have like a regimen? How do you prepare?
I listen to music. Music is a big one for me because I feel like with music, you can embody with your, what you're trying to do. You embody and you envision what you're trying to, you know, portray. So music definitely helps me. I watch videos of like people posing, or I look up poses before I go to the shoot or a runway show. I look up it before and then practice.
Okay. And then in terms of like your daily routine, like your skiing routine, any tips, any secrets? How do you get yourself looking this good?
I don't really have a secret, and my routine is basic. I do like an exfoliating wash, then I do a daily cleanser, and then I moisturize.
Right.
So it's pretty simple. And sometimes I do like one of those skin peel things. Like, I don't know if you ever and it like peels your
takes
skin
a couple
off.
Of days, yeah.
Yeah, so I
and then
do
you look
that.
Like you're shitting for like a couple
well,
of
like,
days.
It's an instant shedding one, so it's like
oh, you
as
get that.
You do
oh,
it,
oh.
it sheds.
And
as
it peels
you,
off.
Yeah,
okay.
it peels off. Yeah.
Those are
so
good.
So I do that
though.
Like once a week.
Because I've done the ones where it takes like a day or two to kick in and then.
Oh, a chemical peel? Oh, yeah.
Girl,
I haven't done
it. It's good. But you feel so good after your skin feels like baby soft.
Yeah.
So, wow. So, in terms of the industry here in Washington, how has the support been? How have the opportunities been for you? Do you feel like you're getting enough opportunities? Do you feel like, you know, something needs to get better?
I definitely think things do need to get better. I do feel like sometimes I don't get opportunities. I don't know the reasons why, but I always feel like there's a, you know, what's the word for it? I don't know. I think it's a lot about who you know and your relationships with people here
that
rather than
so
your
Seattle.
Talent. And
that is so
yeah,
Seattle right
just,
there.
Yeah, there's a lot that needs to change. Like, some people charge models to do shows. I don't know why that's a thing. Charge
for a model to get
show.
In a show? Yeah, I've seen one of those.
Like, oh.
Yeah, yeah. And it's because we're giving you an exposure kind of thing, right? Yeah.
Yeah. And so I don't agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Other things that need to change. I guess being open, like open, more open to people and things. Cause,
okay. Yeah. And this is in general, like for like auditions and stuff, you feel like? Or, like, you go in there, people already have some pre-selected people. Or just
oh, yeah,
knowing where to go for auditions is a challenge. What do you feel like?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been pre-selected before, so I can't really say too much about that. But yeah, so I've been pre-selected.
So you already know.
Yeah, it's a good feeling being
pre-selected.
And that's what happens when you are a good model.
Yes.
And you do have that good rapport and reputation. You are pre-selected.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, but I do want to say, like, after being in it so many years, I did get into shows eventually that I auditioned for when I first started that I didn't get into.
Oh, right.
So sometimes it's about yourself and your work ethic and what you're putting in
and
sometimes.
Just the perseverance factor.
Mm-hmm.
So how long have you been doing this for?
Like 5 years now.
Five.
It's been a while, yeah.
Wow.
It's been about 5, 6 years.
Yeah. So what makes a good model? If there's somebody out there that's looking at you like, oh my gosh, I want to be like her. I want to be a model. What makes a good model? What are those like key traits that you got to have?
I want to say definitely being consistent, being someone like, what is the word? Like just someone that you're easy to work with.
Mm-hmm.
Being on time, being reliable is a big one. Like you can schedule a shoot with someone, or like I've seen at shows, models don't even show up.
Ooh.
And it's like, what?
You're not what
gonna,
are you doing?
That's creating a bad name for yourself. Like it's a small industry here. Like it's a big industry, but at the same time, it's really small here.
They'll
so
eventually
word
up.
Gets around really fast.
Yeah.
So definitely being reliable, always improving your craft. Yeah.
Okay.
And you know, having your own look, your own swag.
Just so you have something special, something different to give to the, you know, whatever stage you're working on, right?
Yeah.
I love that. So be a good model, be on time. And in terms of just your personality, do you feel like that goes to some extent in helping you as a model?
I do feel personality matters because if you have a good personality, then that means you're going to have probably more than likely have a good connection with the designer, the photographer. And people like being around, you know, good personalities,
good vibes.
You know, good vibes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes being quiet can get you, like, missed opportunities. I feel like, I don't know how true that is, but I feel like
to be a little bit more
quiet,
vocal, you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, like,
got
put
it.
Yourself out there,
mm-hmm.
communicate, because a lot of what modeling, being a rapper, being a artist, anything, it's, what's the word? It's right there. I can't think of the word right now.
I know, right?
Like, you know, going into spaces, going
to
parties.
Yeah, you gotta be bold. You gotta be, you know, you put yourself out there, basically.
Getting to know
people,
yeah.
I love it. Because what we're trying to do as Kitcheco is actually to try to create a platform where we can, like, showcase people's talents, you know, give somebody, like right now when we're doing a podcast, you know, get people to know who you are out there, get your name out there. Because I feel like Seattle doesn't have a lot of opportunities in terms of for people to market themselves and just put themselves out there and all of that. So what's your strategy for getting your name out there? How do you get people to know about you?
Definitely going to different shows, different places. The internet, a lot of people will find me just on, you know, Instagram.
You have a website and stuff?
No, I don't. Uh-huh. But my hashtags. So I'll have, like, hashtag Selma or something.
Mm-hmm.
So people are like, oh, I found you because I was looking through this hashtag. So
uh-huh. Marketing
yourself on social media is really important, you know. Like,
right.
You can't always do things in person, I know. So
mm-hmm. Especially,
you know, COVID had happened. Marketing was a big thing. So definitely marketing. If you're not comfortable going into places, at least market yourself on social media.
That is a word of wisdom right there. Yeah, because everything is kind of around social media now. Like, if you're not there, they can't find you. You
yeah.
don't exist.
And they all require it now. Like,
yeah.
If you're an actress or model, they want your TikTok, they want your Instagram, they want your Facebook, they want all your social media.
That's your resume.
So, yeah.
All right. And where did you grow up?
I grew up here, so I grew up mainly in Auburn
mm-hmm.
Federal area.
Okay.
But I'm from Washington.
Oh, right. You're a native. I love
yeah.
it. What's your favorite thing to do in Washington? Like, if somebody came from out of state and they're like, where would you take them? What would you show them?
Definitely go to, like, a lake or a beach or something.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we have very pretty scenery, so definitely a beach.
Okay.
If it's the summertime.
And where would you go
place.
Eat? Like, what's, you have, like, a favorite spot where you like to go eat?
I do like Ascend in Bellevue. It's
What's
a
it
little
called?
Pricey, but Ascend.
Ascend. Oh,
mm-hmm.
up in there. Girl.
Yeah, so
for my birthday, I went there, and they have this dessert, my favorite thing, the Skyfall dessert.
Mm-hmm.
That was a highlight for me. So
I'm going to have to try it now.
It's just the, you know, the liquid nitrogen. So it gets, like, they just give you, like, a dessert platter, and then obviously the smoke.
Okay.
I don't know. It just looks amazing. You should try it out.
I'm going to have to. Is it the one with the goat cheese?
No, it's like a, they got like mini cakes on it. I'll show you on my thing. But yeah, you should try it. It's called Skyfall Dessert.
Skyfall Dessert.
Sky is falling. What's your family setup like?
Yeah, I have 3 brothers, mm-hmm. and then a sister on my mom's side, and then like a bunch of other siblings on my dad's side. So.
Are they all into like, are they creatives of sorts?
Oh,
or
yeah,
are they
we're
doing
all
different
creatives.
Things? You're all creatives.
Yeah, all creatives.
And you guys support each other? Do you go to each other's stuff and everything?
Yeah, like mm-hmm. when my brother, he like wire wraps jewelry, so when he would do that, I would go to some of his events.
Mm-hmm.
My other brothers and sisters, they're creative, but they don't, like, they haven't, like, done events
mm-hmm.
and, like, put themselves out there like that, but they're talented.
So they just, oh, okay. So I guess you're probably inspiring, you know, some of them right now, right, to
yeah.
kind of step out the end. It does take a lot of boldness to, you know, just stick your neck out, so.
It does.
What is one thing that people don't know about you?
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty vocal on Facebook.
people know a lot about you already.
Something that they don't know about
uh-huh.
me.
Something
that's
totally
such
random.
A hard
like,
question.
What's your blood group?
I think I'm O positive. Yeah. I don't know if you
like
know that
totally
though. You might
factor.
Come from my blood.
I know, right? I know, especially the O's. Everybody wants some of that.
Yeah.
What message would you give to like a young girl that's out there that is probably facing some challenges but trying to get into dancing, get into modeling?
Mm-hmm. If you're facing challenges, I guess
mm-hmm.
it depends on the challenge, but you know, do your best to overcome that challenge and
mm-hmm.
overcome your thoughts too, because I feel like a lot of it is people criticize themselves a little too much
mm-hmm.
and so you know that affects their confidence. I just feel like you should always be confident in everything you do and believe in
right.
yourself and always go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're not feeling confident, if you know you want to do it, just do it.
Just
otherwise
do it.
You're gonna regret it. Like, you don't want to get old and be like, well, I wish I had done that. So
right.
that's something I always tell myself is
mm-hmm.
I don't want to get old and then you know, say one day, I wish I had to try that. When I, you know, so I'm just going to try it now.
Okay. So just put yourself out there, basically,
yeah.
and get into whatever you feel like doing.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
All right. Become knowledgeable in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's, yeah. And that's true for a lot of people, is they have a lot of things and they're just not putting it out there, not necessarily, you know, trying to, it's like you self-disqualify already at the beginning.
Yeah, exactly.
In terms of just the Seattle Pacific Northwest scene, you know, with the whole thing with the Seattle freeze, what are your pastimes? What do you do to try and like kind of build up your social circle?
You know, I really don't have a strong social circle.
Mm-hmm.
So I have like a lot of acquaintances.
Right.
So, you know, just always when you see people, you know, greet them, ask them, you know what I mean?
Just
typical stuff, checking in on people sometimes uh-huh. or, you know, letting each other know about events and being supportive of other people.
Definitely.
So supportive,
that's a big
you know,
one.
When
yeah.
you see them
mm-hmm.
on Instagram, I'm like, oh, girl, you look good. And congratulations
right.
on getting your gig.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So just being a good support system for people and, you know,
that
being
helps.
Friendly. You
know. I know, right? Yeah, because it's so hard to get integrated into, you know, the community. At some point, eventually, you do get your tribe, but it takes a minute. It
yeah, exactly.
takes a minute.
That's what I'm
yeah.
learning. I just turned 30 this year, so I'm just like, I'm going to be, you know, give myself some grace.
Uh-huh.
It takes more time for some people than others.
Absolutely, it does. It does, especially for me, like being an immigrant, you come in here, you have the whole like language barrier, you got the accents to navigate, and then people are in like little cliques already. So
yeah.
it was a bit of a challenge for me too. But you know, it's about the social stuff. Like when we met out at AfriConnect event, that's kind of how I make my, you know, connections too, is like just go out, do things. That's how I meet people. And you know, some people come on this show and you just like make connections that way. Yeah. So
yeah,
I'm
exactly.
I'm glad you came out today to talk to us.
Thanks
for having me. Where do people find you? What are your social media handles? What do you have that people can find you on?
So on Instagram, it's
mm-hmm.
Miss Asia, MISZ.ASIA.
Mm-hmm.
Then Miss Asia's Entertainment on Facebook.
Miss Asia's Entertainment on Facebook. Okay.
Then TikTok too. I don't like post all the time on TikTok, but I'm
right.
trying. It's
uh-huh.
Miss Asia in there too. As well.
Miss Asia on TikTok. All right, great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And thank you for coming out today.
Thank you for having me.